Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin. In her preaching today is entitled, Simple Saintliness.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah. Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, as you know, I'm calling from Italy, and as you also know, I'm sure, we're on lockdown. We can't go anywhere, and that includes not going to Mass. We can't go to church. So every morning at 7 o'clock Italian time, I watch Pope Francis's Mass from Casa Santa Marta in Rome, where he lives. And he used an expression this morning, this is actually Monday, that really struck me as being spot on for the solemnity of St. Joseph. He talked about the simplicity of God. I remember once calling Joseph the invisible man because he appears so briefly in the Gospels and only then in Matthew and Luke. But as soon as you think about him for a minute, you realize what a fundamental figure he must have been for Jesus as a child. He was the head of the family. He had a workshop where you can imagine a small boy watching tables and stools and maybe big wooden chests being made and playing with the chips of wood and asking questions that Joseph would answer. Of course, we've no idea who prepared Jesus for his bar mitzvah, but it seems very likely that Joseph did his bit in that respect too. And we don't know why he was not at the foot of the cross. We tend to assume that he must have died before that, and this has led to the very strange idea that there would be an enormous age gap between Mary and Joseph. Well, frankly, I don't think that's very likely, if only because most people marry within their own generation, but also because you only have to look at what little we know about Joseph to understand that he can't possibly have been decrepit. Think first of that long journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem for the census with a very pregnant wife. Think of the even longer journey into Egypt to escape Herod. You don't undertake that kind of thing if you're in your dotage. So what it comes down to is that this presumably ordinary young man on the face of it, or a righteous man, says Matthew, so one with high moral standards and with a solid respect for the conventions of his society as well as for his religion, this man, not a powerful man, not rich, not intellectual, this was God's choice for one of the greatest missions in human history. A man who knew right from wrong, a man who had to make some very difficult choices, but made them and carried them through. A simple man. Yes, simplicity is one of the keys to Joseph's character. And that takes me right back to what Pope Francis said about the simplicity of God. So, hooray for Joseph, the simple saint.